I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Really an awesome Saturday for me. Bama was off, so I didn't have to have that stress in my life. I headed up to Hamilton Mill and hung out with a bunch of good people up at Buffalo's Cafe. Shout out to Will, the leader of Mike's Mafia. Got a chance to meet him. Our buddy BJ, the Talladega ticket winner. And as well, another listener of the show. I just had such a good time up there. You know, got to look, man, mingle with some of the people out there that love listening to us every morning. I said, I'm sorry and thank you for listening. So good stop up there in Hamilton Mill, and shout out to everybody that was a part of that ordeal. Come home, wife and I get dressed, babysitter shows up. We headed down to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Shout out to Tim Z for hooking us up. If you listened to the show last week, was on here and I was like, hey, you think Mike Conte can hook it up? And Bo's like, I know people too. And you know what? To your credit, you do know people, because when I tell you I sat in some of the best seats I've ever sat in at any sporting event yesterday up in that Goldwing Club, got to go in there and hang out. So I want to make sure we get back through this game. First of all, it was cool just to see Lionel Messi on the field. I was not at the game last time he was playing. So seeing him on the field moving around, he had a couple of electric moments where he was on touch of the ball for the large part, kind of passive in the game, which led to the fact that the crowd was entirely amped up, and I want to make sure we play this sound from the first goal because Mike Conte took note.
It's over the head of Ronald Hernandez. It'll roll into the near touchline and be kept in play by Fortune. Over to Amador now, who will pitch from the left wing to the back post. Header! Score! Derek Williams! And this place is worse than bonkers. Atlanta United finds the equalizer with a half hour to play.
Definitely worse than bonkers at this point. So I'm sitting in the good seats I was able to have, and everybody in this look, we're not, you know, not in the supporter section. So everybody just, I mean, losing their minds, standing up around each other, high-fiving, going back and forth, chopping it up. At this point, I'm high-fiving service workers. There's like a sushi bar right behind me. I was like, let me get some of that sushi while I'm celebrating. Things were just losing their mind. I was like, dude, if I was out in the stands right now, I might be spraying beer all over the place. But nonetheless, a great time. And then, you know, you kind of settle into this United game, right? It's some back and forth. Messi has a moment. Miami hits the crossbar on one. Guzan a couple of big saves. And then you settle in. You go, man, we might be headed for, you know, we might be headed for PKs. We might be headed for a little bit of extra juice here at the end because you're tied 1-1. And in the 90th minute, you have Jean De Silva come on, and this happens.
Rios gets up under it to head it forward. Now it's loose in the middle, and it rolls to Rios. Rios passing to Moyamba. Ahead to Jean De Silva, top of the arc. Shot! Score! 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 With 30 seconds to play! What a team goal!
Inject that into my veins.
And Jean De Silva gets his first goal of the playoffs with a minute to play. Atlanta United could be on the verge of going back to Fort Lauderdale. Can you believe it?
Inject that into my veins. I've been to so many cool sporting events. I've played in championship games. I've been to national titles and played in them. I've been all over the place as far as sporting events go. I almost headbutted my wife right after that. I almost looked at her and headbutted her right there. I was so rowdy. Shout out to the guy that was sitting in front of me. I didn't catch his name. High fives me. We're losing our minds. And he turns around and goes, hey, big fan of the show. Love the show. I was like, awesome, man. So it was really cool to be in that moment, that atmosphere, and those particular seats, man. Shout out to Bo, Tim Z, and everybody else that made it happen. Cool date night on Saturday night for me and the wife to get out of the house. And an electric, electric victory for Atlanta United to be able to send it back to Fort Lauderdale, like Mike Conte just said.
I mean, if I had told you that you would be sitting here and that we'd be going back to Miami for a third and final game in the first round of the playoffs, Jeff, after you fire Gonzalo Pineda, what, in June?
Yeah, and your three best players from the beginning of the season are not here.
Yeah. So it's pretty wild ride, and this is not
testament to the coaching too.
Oh, absolutely. This is not a regular MLS team. I mean, this is a team that
crazy.
That has Messi, the greatest soccer player possibly of all time.
It's the greatest regular season MLS team of all time. I think that's was it 74 points they got in regular season? Just insane. And you're able to pull it off and get it done, man. So hats off to everybody associated with Atlanta United. They've made us proud.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.